Cerruto, try it again. Fans on the feet, 6,000 in attendance. The payoff is flied into right field, going back at the warning track, at the wall. It's gone! Go ahead, three-run home run for the senior! Peter Cerruto has given the Indiana Hoosiers the lead!
Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Thursday, March 28th, 2024. On Tuesday, right-handed pitcher Ty Hrabarczyk was electric, going one time through the batting order, facing the minimum in the first three innings to earn the win against Middle Tennessee. Freshman second baseman Jason Oliver had a career day, going 4-for-5 with two home runs. The media met with Oliver, Hrabarczyk, and head coach Jeff Mercer following the contest.
Jason, you've been kind of working, eventually got a full day job, and now two home runs in one day. How's it feeling right now?
Oh, it feels great. I feel the hard work's paying off. Had a good work day yesterday, had a good work day today. It's finally paying off, finding some barrels, helping the team out and win. So it feels great.
So, Jason, you started off the home run parade in the eighth. I guess what was the feeling like in the dugout after Matheson?
it was awesome. It was awesome. Me, Carter, Sam, we got the ball rolling. It was awesome. A little hit parade. It was awesome. So,
how about something for Ty here?
Ty, you've had a couple of good starts in a row now. What's been working for you on the mound?
Just landing my off-speed for strikes, just getting ahead. But it's good to be back out there. Last year I had TJ, but it's just good to be back out there competing for this team. I really do love this team and just happy that I can be out there for them and give them a chance.
Pretty high strikeout numbers as a whole tonight. Reisdorf struck out six in two innings.
That was awesome.
I guess what was just working overall, getting out?
Just getting ahead and landing off-speed. I mean, we're landing multiple pitches for a strike, and the whole staff kind of showed up tonight, and it was good to see.
Jason, with 18 strikeouts, how does that help fuel the bats, getting that going?
Oh, it feels awesome. You know, pitchers got the ball rolling. Start off with this guy right here. Got the ball rolling and got the defense and offense going. I don't know, great way to set the tone, set the pace for the rest of the game.
Was there kind of a message for the whole pitching staff going into tonight? You guys kind of seem to be on a mission.
Yeah, just don't be soft. Get out there and compete with your best stuff. And, I mean, I feel like we did a pretty good job of that tonight, and we just got to keep the ball rolling.
Coach, Ty specifically talked about pretty much the same thing you talked about on Sunday, which is about the pitchers competing with stuff, which is what they did all day today. So just kind of reflect on that and kind of what was the message and how was it that they all kind of seemed to deliver?
Yeah. We had a really candid conversation before the game, kind of as a club. And, you know, I've seen us be good enough. Here's the deal. Like, if we hope and wish it in there, we have stock stuff. Like, we're stock. And if you're stock, and you're going to get hammered in college baseball today. And that's what I just told them. Like, I'll get you in and get you out. Like, we'll do what we have to do. I'll get guys in and get them out. But we need your best stuff. I've seen your best stuff be good enough. But with how old college baseball is and how much the draft has reduced and how small strike zones are, comparatively speaking, and we've played with the wind blowing out for three straight weeks every game, you're just not going to throw the ball 90 miles an hour in the middle of the plate and hope and wish that somebody didn't hit it hard. And you just have to throw the ball as hard as you can. You have to execute the locations. We've talked about it. And it was like, I just want your best stuff. And if we don't have your best stuff, I'm going to go to the next guy and the next guy and the next guy until we get our best stuff out of our hand and compete consistently. And I thought Ty Rice set the tone. It was excellent. We really should have taken him after the third inning, but we wanted to get him to his pitch limit. And there's a difference in throwing your pitches in the bullpen and in the taxation on your body in the heat of the moment. But I thought he set the tone on getting fastballs in and executing fastballs in and working off of that. And it opened up the plate for us. And the rest of those guys really followed suit almost without fail. And this is the same team. Middle Tennessee sitting 3-15 as a team. This is the same team that we've lost to time and time again. Same offense. They don't swing and miss. They put the ball in play. They hit the ball over the field. If you throw it 89 in the middle of the plate, they're going to hammer it. But when you throw it 93 on the inner half and away, you open up the whole play. So that was a message for our guys. It was just like, we have got to get back to being competitive. We have got to get back to executing our pitches. And if you're not able to do it, we'll go get the next guy out. And it's not to be hurtful or disrespectful, but that's just what we have to have as a team now. And if we have to come in waves, we'll come in waves. But, I mean, we attacked and we competed. That's what attack means. Attack doesn't mean throw in the middle of the plate and hope it in there. Attack means throw your best stuff on this half or on that half. And if it runs over the middle at 94, you're probably okay. If it runs over the middle at 87, you're not going to be okay. And I think that's what's like just the room for error. I know that was a really long-winded response, but we've just talked about it so much. And, you know, I get it. Like, we try really hard to protect guys and make sure we stay healthy and not abuse them and not overuse them. And we've been on schedule here for going on 2 weeks. And it was time for us to start seeing some better stuff. And we did. And to their credit, I really challenged them like I haven't all year before the game today, probably because I was stressed and ticked off about looking at the weather for like 48 straight hours. But they responded, and kudos to them. I'm really proud of them. I am.
Reisdorf kind of seemed to exemplify that attack mentality.
Yeah.
Aside from the Indiana State game, he's kind of excelled out of the bullpen, I guess.
Yeah.
What's the role you kind of see for him moving forward, and how do you evaluate?
Yeah, he has, and personalities are different. You know, some guys are just kind of like adrenaline junkies. And I know I've talked about it, but it was with the injuries early. We wanted to see if we could get him out and cover some of those innings up front for the guys that we had lost. And it just didn't work. Okay, so I'm not super smart, but I'm smart enough. We're smart enough to look at it and say, okay, if this guy's better out of the bullpen, then let's put him back in the bullpen. And that's what it is. Sometimes you're better like that. That's okay. Then let's just get him up. We'll get the same innings. We'll just get him over two or three outings a week and not in one setting. And it's worked. It's worked. You know, Coach Clint brought it up to me originally. And then trying to find ways to cover the front inning, front of games better. But he's done a really good job helping us on the back end a ton. And we're getting those innings, and he was awesome. His slider was terrific. Fastball was really firm, the two-seam and the four-seam. And he got in. He was banging guys in and opened up the plate away. He was outstanding. It was really good stuff today.
Staying on Reisdorf, why do you think he's working better in that bullpen position rather than starter?
I sometimes just the adrenaline. I just guys are different, you know. Some guys, I remember when I was at Wright State and I coached for Greg Lovelady, and he was a really, really good coach, really smart guy. He would like intentionally not tell the starter they were starting until like an hour before the game. Because sometimes starters, they think about it all week and I'm doing this and that. He would wait till like an hour before the game, like, oh, by the way, you're starting. Go get down there and get ready. And in the kind of that last minute reaction, that adrenaline shot, some guys just, they're better like that. And I think he's better in the fight. Like when it's, hey, it's a one run game, you're in the game, you're in the fight, throw your, like it's empty the tank, throw your best bullet. And until you're out of them, until the game's over. That just some guys work better like that. He's a big, tough, strong, competitive kid, and he just works better like that. So God makes them all different, and he's a big country kid, and he likes to be in the fight, so he's better in that role.
Jason hit two home runs. Merson hit one pretty much over the scoreboard. I guess from a coach's perspective, what does it mean to have moments like that for your team?
Well, I'm very happy for Sam. Sam's a great kid, and has been a really good player here for a long time, just a really good role player. Played as a freshman, got hurt, setting back, coming recovery. So you could tell how much the guys think of him, the way they responded. And maybe I need to get him in there a little bit more, right? I'm not opposed, but that was really good. But Jason Oliver, you can see he's kind of following the trending in the similar progression as the other freshmen that we've had the last few years, where he's really talented, highly acclaimed, he is athletic, and you kind of like start working him in, and then you really push him, and then they kind of start to take off, and you got one. And I've been hard on him. I've been really hard on him recently. I've spent a lot of time with him now that we're back home, a lot of time before and after, and it's just time. And so I would say this: Jason spent 6 hours in the cages the last 2 days. He was in there all day today, and I told him after the game, it's not shocking when you put in work like that, and you get there on the spin ball, and you stop. Not that he doesn't put in work, but like obsessed with success. I mean, truly motivated to succeed, working for 3 hours on the spin ball and putting in that work. All of a sudden you come out and you have your best game of your life. They go hand in hand. Like luck, success is not luck. Like it doesn't just land on people, you know, randomly across the world here. And so the guys go back and work. You got to go back to work. And that's what he did and put in time, and it shows up. So very talented, great kid, smart kid. He needs to catch that fly ball so we don't give up an unearned run there. But from an offensive standpoint, he was outstanding. He was terrific. And it's because he put a lot of work in the last couple of days and the last couple of weeks. And he just keeps getting better. I got him higher in the lineup, obviously.
Yeah, Coach, you had Nick Mitchell. You moved him down the lineup a couple games ago. He's had multi RBI days. Yeah. Now Jason Oliver, Chesky's in the lineup. How does that length in the offensive production? How does that really affect the team going forward with the offense?
Yeah, it's been huge for us, and we weren't good enough tonight either. By the way, like we left had bases loaded, nobody out. Popped up the third baseman, don't go back on a line drive. Like, it's ridiculous. So we need to be better. But what you're seeing is that we're getting better in spurts, right? Hit the ball the other way, line drive in the middle of the field. You know, we've been really hard on that, about tightening up our swings a little bit and being more competitive. 2 weeks ago was defense. This week has been offense. And so you're seeing it. But you're to your point, when you can get a little bit more length out of the offensive group and then turn it back over, you know, all of a sudden you get a little more of an opportunity. We had guys on base all night. We had 3 or 4 two-out hits. But we had guys on base all night. So Joey's a good offensive player. He's got to get better defensively if he wants to stay in there every day. We can't have Brock catch and him cost us 2 runs a ball game defensively every game. But he can really hit. He's a good offensive player. Nick Mitchell, I dropped into the 5-hole just because he's a tough, competitive dude with guys on base, and we haven't been nearly good enough with guys on base. We've left a ton of runners on base. So I put him in the 5-hole just because to help kind of clean up some of that stuff. He's not a double play threat. He can really run and doesn't roll over a ton. And so he's going to be a good in those situations. And he's a tough little guy. So he's good in that situation. And hopefully Carter can help us a little bit as a leadoff guy. And then I have to move Jason up at some point here. He's had really good at-bats here for about a week. But yeah, those three guys have helped a ton. And you can see the length in the game. We should have scored 14, 15 runs there. But again, I'll take a win and I'll take 10 runs, but it's not good enough. We've got to get better.
Anything else, Coach?
How does this game set the tone for the Butler series this weekend?
Well, we went out and we competed. We competed the way that we should. And we stopped kind of dragging around and moping around and kind of like hoping ourselves through games. And we started getting after and competing a little bit more. The path for us is narrow. But we got to start playing good baseball. We're talking about it. We got to start playing good baseball. We got to go this weekend and play good baseball and get better. No one feels sorry for you. Certainly not me. I feel sorry for myself. We don't feel sorry for what's happened. But it's like you got to start putting good games together. It starts with an attitude and go play a villain, man. Like go start kicking somebody's butt and then play the bad guy, be the villain, and get on a run here a little bit. But it has to come. You have to just get sick and tired of kind of tiptoeing around ball games and feeling your way through it. And it felt like tonight we did that. And then we have to go and do that this weekend. And you have to bring that edge every day. And if we'll do that, then we'll start winning some ball games. I'm confident of that. But it starts with the decision to go and really work and then be competitive and start going a little bit. So hopefully this weekend we'll bring out the same mentality. And if we lose doing that, I'll be fine with it. If we lose doing that, I'll be fine with it. But I would assume that we would not lose nearly as much with that too.
Indiana next travels to Indianapolis to start a 4-game series with Butler. The first game is at Butler today, Thursday at 5 p.m. The others will be at Bloomington, Bart Kauffman Field. Those include a Friday evening game and at 5 p.m. and a Saturday doubleheader at 2 p.m. Indiana baseball will not play on Easter Sunday. See you at the Bart.